0344 001 if you want to get in touch with Drive Live tonight. Myself, Claire Sharrock and Sally Musa with you through until 7 o'clock. Coming up after 7 o'clock, it's Sports Tonight. And tonight you'll be able to hear a special In Conversation With show in which the lads will be talking to Henrik Stenson, Colin Montgomery and the great Gary Player ahead of the Open, of course, this weekend. So do tune into that. Also, some sporting news. Sports Tonight and Dubai Eye bring you the Dubai Eye Football Tournament at Dubai Sports World on Friday, 11th of August. Sally, this is the five-a-side tournament for which there is 10,000 dirhams up for grabs for the winners of the tournament. So well worth getting yourself in there. There's going to be, as well, if you get selected, there's a boot camp, which we heard from Chris earlier, will not be held by himself and Robbie, but by some former professional footballers.
Yeah, that's who you want to be training you. Definitely not Chris or Robbie.
That's the Friday before on August the 4th. For your chance to play, if you want to get a team of up to seven players together, five aside, but seven players can be in your squad. For the chance to play, tune into Sports Tonight to enter the competition, or you can go to DubaiEye1038.com and enter online. And obviously not everyone will be able to get through, but they will be selecting the teams from those that enter that
get
way.
Get in there. Yeah, for sure.
Good luck.
Competition, this is your last chance. If you want to win those four tickets to the premiere of Dunkirk, it is the movie that everybody has been talking about. I haven't seen any bad reviews. Lots of Oscar buzz already. We are 9 months away from the Oscars. There's Oscar buzz on all over this movie already. But we want to take you along to the premiere here in the UAE on July 25th at Novo Cinemas at Dubai Festival City Mall. The question is simple. Tom Hardy, who is in this movie Dunkirk, also appeared in another Christopher Nolan movie where he played a villain. What was the name of the character? And please, please do spell it properly so that we can put you into the draw.
I've said it before, Sally, and I'm going to say it again. You're pretty tough.
You know what?
To please in our competition entrance.
If you want to win, you got to put the effort in.
That's right. So you've got to have the right answer. You've got to spell it correctly. It's the character we're looking for, not the name of the movie. So the baddie that he played, your name to 4001.
And don't forget your name as well, okay?
Because yeah, we do need your name.
Some of the entries, people forget to put their names in. So please do add your name, your full name in there so that we know who has won.
Let's do some trending.
In the news on the ARN.
Let's not do that. Let's do trending. Where is my trending music? I don't know. Here.
Trending today.
There it is. We got there.
Oh, it's all going so well. We could have done in the news again, I guess, but I feel like we should go a bit lighter. But I will tell you that the first story on trending is actually, although it is an amazing story in the end, it started with a very tough situation for a young boy. And the video is doing the rounds, and it's a young lad's called Zion Harvey. He's the first child in the world, Sally, to have a double hand transplant.
Oh, wow. You know, I saw this. I saw this on TV. Incredible.
It really is incredible, because first of all, you read that double hand transplant, well, that's incredible enough, right? But he was when he was a toddler, he lost both his hands and his feet to a life-threatening sepsis infection. He had multiple organ failure, so he's also had to have a kidney transplant. And when he was a little bit older, and quite recently, he received two donor hands. He was aged eight by now. Groundbreaking procedure. Mind you, they show footage in this video of him before he had the transplant, and he's doing incredible things even without any hands. Like, he's playing table football, and it's unbelievable, the control, and he's cheering and showing. He's a lovely, lovely little character. Anyway, he did have the hand transplant, groundbreaking procedure that doctors have only now finally declared a success, because lots of trouble, complications. He rejected the hands twice. He had to have all these drugs to, I mean, really a
it
long,
a,
long
a
journey.
A really difficult process to have a transplant, you know, because of any kind, because people have had them before where the organ, like you say, has been rejected. So, wow, this is really groundbreaking.
Have a listen to this clip of him talking with his doctor, and I think you'll get the impression of the character of this little boy.
Tell me what you told me last night at the playground about writing a letter, because that was very special to me. What did you want to do?
I just want to write a letter to the parents for giving me their son's hands, because they didn't have to do that if they didn't want to.
You're right. That's very special. You know that? And the fact that you want to talk to other kids who might have this is really special to me. That's really, really pretty amazing. And you know what? You're going to help a lot of people. That's what we hope.
I want to say is the next child that comes along, I know you will do the same as you done for me, and you will make them feel a part of the world again.
Isn't that lovely? He says you'll make them feel, he's talking about if other children go through the same thing, part of the world again, which is how he feels now that he's got these hands. And he's able to write. He's managing to play video games with his new fingers. And also he's controlling, you know, he's able to control them, because what happened was, and I'm sorry if I get any of the terminology wrong, but the way they've done the transplant and how is that his brain, because he was so young, has developed new pathways to control the transplanted hands. So it's not the same as having a prosthetic in that way. He actually is controlling these hands. They're moving. He's able to write. He's able to use the hands. And that will get stronger and stronger, the doctors hope. He's using scissors and crayons. He can swing a baseball bat with both hands. This is all after 1 year from the transplant. So absolutely incredible and a real heartwarming tale. So worth looking that one up.
He's just kind of put into the simplest words. I got shivers down my spine. Just how life-changing it is, you know, for him, and how he hopes that other kids...
Well, he says he wants to write to the parents of whoever donated the hands, doesn't he?
Beautiful.
Which is unbelievable, because, of course, he would be using the hands to do that. So, yeah, Zion Harvey is his name. He was treated in the US at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. So do check that one out. Right, something a little bit, well, sillier, really. I mean, you know, this is a Harry Styles interview we're going to play you, all right? we've been talking a lot about Dunkirk, of course, this week, not least because we're giving away that super prize of those tickets to the premiere next week. It's the biggest movie of the summer, for sure. Already,
or maybe of the year.
Maybe, and as you said, already Oscars being mentioned, which seems crazy this far out. And the critics are pretty much in agreement. It's a masterpiece of filmmaking. All sorts of words being used, intense, immersive, all of those things. Big names in the movie, Tom Hardy, Cillian Murphy, Kenneth Branagh. And of course, there's been a lot of chat about the fact that Harry Styles is in it. Former boy bander, of course. He's leapt from boy band land into acting. And Christopher Nolan, Sally, has been very complimentary about him. If you remember a couple of weeks ago on Trending, we were talking about the fact that he'd been interviewed, Christopher Nolan. He said, look, I didn't actually realise quite how famous Harry Styles was. I guess he's not into One Direction. And he said, I totally picked him on merit. He did the audition.
Mm-hmm.
He deserved the part. He was also asked about him earlier this week, and he said, look, I think what he does in this movie is extremely subtle. It's very real, he says. It's not cartoonish. His performance almost risks being missed because of what it's actually doing. We don't know till we see the movie what he means by that, although lots of people are saying he's probably not on screen for very long. I mean, he's not... He's not a main
character.
But, you know, Nolan essentially being very, very complimentary. But I wonder when he cast him whether Christopher Nolan was aware of quite how little experience Harry had when it came to acting. Here is the One Direction singer speaking to BBC Radio yesterday, I think, about his previous acting roles.
Had you wanted to act before, like when you were younger, when you were little, did you do any?
I did it when I was at school, yeah. I did like school productions.
What did you do at school?
Which obviously isn't the same, but... We always did weird takes on stuff, so... We did like Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, but I was Buzz Lightyear.
Oh, wow, out there.
You know?
Okay.
So, yeah, there was a lot of... The storyline's always kind of intertwined in a strange way.
And how did the role of Buzz Lightyear in Chitty Chitty Bang Bang inspire you to be Alex in Dunkirk?
I think he's just, you know, he's quite strong. He's willing to, he's always trying his best.
he's fearless.
Yeah, he's fearless. Yeah. He likes green. Yeah.
Yeah. Did you mention this to Christopher Nolan?
No.
No, good.
Oh, he's talking there, Sally, to the host of The Breakfast Show on BBC Radio 1. And I think a little bit tongue-in-cheek, because Harry Styles is somebody well known to be able to laugh at himself. But I do think that we should be considering the fact that he's gone from Chitty Chitty Bang Bang school production, in which he played Buzz Lightyear, so I don't know how that works anyway.
Yeah, I was going to say.
To the biggest movie of the year.
It's just, you know, well done to him. And he's clearly talented. He's clearly versatile. But I just love that he can laugh at himself, doesn't take it too seriously. you know, he's doing his thing.
I mean, the same interview, he goes on to explain the process he went through and, you know, the whole way he went through an audition. It's not that Christopher Nolan contacted him. He heard about the auditions, or his agent did, I guess. He went to an audition. He got the call back. All of those things. He did go through the process because, of course, there's a little bit of cynicism. Have you cast him? Because he will put bums on seats,
yeah,
for want of a better
name.
Word. Because of his name. Of a certain age group, there are kids or fans of Harry Styles who are going to want to see this movie when they may or may not have otherwise wanted to do. They will go just because he's in it. And, of course, people have asked Christopher Nolan about that. He said absolutely not. As I said, he's there on merit. But I just thought that was really funny, thinking of, you know, the leap from school production to a Christopher Nolan movie. I mean, do you think, Sally, that there must be some young actors who are just actors and not former boy banders a little bit irritated by it?
I know what you mean, because, you know, it's like their life's ambition to be, you know, in acting in such a great movie, in such a big movie. Do you know what? And I think a lot of it is luck. And to be fair, Harry Styles, I'm sure, is extremely well connected. I'm sure there was some maneuvering maybe
to get him into the audition in the first place.
In the first place. And it's a lot of it is who you know. But yeah, I can imagine, you know, some young actors who are there audition after audition after audition and thinking, wow, how can he got in there? And
it's like the Ed Sheeran thing earlier this week, isn't it? You know, a lot of actors would give anything for that part, to have a couple of seconds on, or a couple of minutes as it was, on screen during Game of Thrones. Yeah. And instead, Ed Sheeran got it. But it's a difficult one, isn't it? But, you know, slightly different situation. I think Harry Styles has actually, as I say, gone through the audition process, not just said, hey, I'm a fan, give me a bit part. But I think it must be frustrating for those trying to break through who always wanted to act, have worked very hard to get any role they can. Anyway, I'm going to withhold my judgment until I've watched the movie, and I'm going to try to be open-minded about Harry Styles.
I can't wait to see it now. With all of that, of the hoopla that's gone on around it.
Better be good, hasn't it?
Exactly.
You still got time to enter our competition, of course, to win tickets for that. Lots of people are not listening to your question, Sally. We're not looking for the name of the film in which Tom Hardy was in. We're looking for the name of the character he played. It's a baddie, and it was another Christopher Nolan film, and it was Tom Hardy. Who did he play?
Yes.
Right, Sally, one more on trending, and it's all to do with the random process of naming storms that has come up with something truly wonderful.
It really has. It's just one of those where the stars align in such a way they give you this kind of magic. Okay, so Tropical Storm Dawn and Hillary are swirling the seas, and apparently it is just pure coincidence. Now, let me explain. So Tropical Storm Dawn was described as small, short-lived, and not particularly well organized. Sound like somebody we know? It is weakening in the Atlantic Ocean while drifting towards the Caribbean. In the meantime, another storm may be brewing in the eastern Pacific Ocean. So if Tropical Depression 8E reaches tropical storm status, it's going to be named Hillary. So you got Don and Hillary.
So where do the names come from, Sally?
Let me tell you. So this is not some snarky weather agency
great
naming
word.
Them.
I love it, snarky, love it.
On purpose, you know, for political reasons. It completely was by coincidence. So just so you know how tropical storms are named, the National Hurricane Center, okay, this is in the US, assigns names to tropical storms and hurricanes using a predetermined list of names managed by the World Meteorological Organization. You got that?
Mm-hmm.
The Atlantic and Pacific Oceans have six lists of names each, which are put on a six-year rotation. Unless any of the names are retired because of an especially damaging storm, so they take those out. A professor of atmospheric sciences at the University of Georgia explained storm naming began as a way to identify storms for warning purposes without having to resort to cumbersome sequences of numbers and that kind of thing. So Don's easy to remember. Hillary's easy to remember, you know.
Especially at the moment.
Especially at the moment. But this is how it happened. Don was added to the list in 2006. And so it was the latest name to be used from the 2017 list of Atlantic storm names, while Hillary with one L, not the double L as in Clinton, is up next on the Eastern North Pacific list. Okay, and so they confirmed that this is the National Hurricane Center confirmed to the Associated Press that the naming of Storm Dawn was pure coincidence.
And tell us again political. What they said about him. It's small.
Let me tell you
small,
again.
Exactly, not going to last for very long or something.
Yes, it is small, short-lived, and not particularly well-organized. While the would-be Hillary storm was a poorly organized depression moving westward. Okay.
Oh, dear. Sometimes forces are just at work, Sally, that, you know, combine to make magic.
But Twitter, the people on Twitter have been having a ball with this. So some people tweeting, Tropical Storm Bernie would have won. Another one said, wait until you get a look at Tropical Storm Hillary's emails. And another one that I love says, 2016 will never end, ever. As in, the storms will just keep the whole conversation going.
We want to hear from you. Find us on Facebook. Tweet at DubaiEye1038FM.
Welcome back to Drive Live. Now, Sally, we're ready to hear what you have picked this evening.
Actually,
for our music scoop.
There were quite a few good picks today, do you know? It just was a really difficult day, of course, July 19th. So in 1980, Queen scored their third UK number one album with The Game, and it featured the fantastic song, I love this, Another One Bites the Dust.
Ooh.
And Brian May also celebrates his birthday today. He was born all the way back in 1947. In 1981, they made it Roy Orbison Day today.
Hang on, does that mean Brian May's 70 this year?
Apparently, yeah.
Whoa.
Can you believe it?
Happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday to you. So it's Roy Orbison Day today. It was first made so back in 1981 in Odessa, Texas. In 1987, Bruce Springsteen played his first ever show behind the Iron Curtain when he appeared in East Berlin in front of 180,000 people. And the show was broadcast on East German TV. In 1996, I hate to admit, but the Spice Girls, right, made their debut on UK TV show Top of the Pops, performing, can you guess?
Wannabe.
Wannabe, yes.
You were determined not to play this, even though this is a much celebrated song.
I'm never going to bring myself to playing Spice Girls. I'm sorry. But, yeah, okay. 2005, James Blunt was at number one on the UK singles chart with...
James Blunt, You're Beautiful.
Yes,
okay.
Yes. From his debut album, Back to Bedlam. I didn't go for that one. I actually gave you the pick today.
You had a lot of choice tonight.
And it was all great. But the one that we went for comes all the way from 1986. And it is from Genesis, when they went to number one on the US singles chart with this song, Invisible Touch.
That is awesome, Sally.
How good is that? I'm so glad that was number one today.
I've enjoyed that so much. I don't know if Tim would approve, but I tell you what, Sally, I'm loving your choices this week.
Oh, you can't dispute that that's a classic, even if he doesn't agree.
Do you know what I feel? He would play it. The vibe you're going for this week, or definitely three out of the four that we've had, has been very much a carpool karaoke vibe.
Yeah.
People stuck in traffic. Shooter keeps telling us about bad things on the roads. You're in your car, you're stuck in traffic, you can sing along.
You just want to enjoy it. You want to enjoy the ride home, and we hope that you are right now.
Quickly got time to announce our competition winner, Sally.
Yes, today it is Joe's turn. Joe, congratulations. Those four tickets are yours to the premiere of Dunkirk. You're going along.
Well done, and well done for everybody who entered. Lots of you this evening. One more chance to win four of those tickets tomorrow night on Drive. So that's it for us tonight. Sally, we'll be back tomorrow from 4.
I'll see you then.
Good night.